So welcome back to Your County then with North Yorkshire County Council. We have a guest in the studio today. I would like to welcome Councillor Jim Clark. Hello.
Hello.
We're talking today about something new which is going to be coming to Harrogate in Valley Gardens. Let's just have a bit of a refresh for people who maybe aren't familiar with Valley Gardens. What is it and why is it important to the people of Harrogate and also visitors to the area as well?
Well, it's one of the best gardens in the whole of the country. Originally started in Victorian times, and they are now listed. It's a very important attraction for Harrogate, with over 3 million visitors a year. And the purpose of this project is to restore gates at the second entrance to the gardens. The main entrance is across from the pump room.
So it's at the bottom of the hill, the main entrance.
At the bottom of the hill, but on Harlow Moor Drive and Valley Drive, there is a second entrance known as the Green Park entrance, and that has fallen into disrepair over the years. In fact, one of the pillars has completely gone, and the original pillar is only partly there now.
So people will be most familiar with that entrance then if they are going to use the children's play area or if they're going to play tennis, or there's also crazy mini golf in as well. So it's that entrance sort of coming from the Colbath Road direction, isn't it?
That's right. It's a very important entrance now, particularly since the children's playground was built and also the skate park.
So why has it fallen into disrepair then, the gate? Is it a sheer time thing, or has it had damage?
Well, it has had damage. It was one of the pillars was hit by a lorry, I think, quite a long time ago, and nobody really thought of doing anything. Of course, there's never any money to do these things, mm-hmm. but Friends of Valley Gardens is a charity, so we're able to raise funds and work in conjunction with the Harrogate Borough Council to restore this entrance.
So what are the plans in place then? How much money had to be raised, and what kind of a gate are we going to see in Valley Gardens in Harrogate?
Well, it's a gate that used to be in Harrogate. It was in King's Road, and the original gate was donated to the town of Harrogate by local industrialist William Baxter to commemorate the reign of King Edward VII. But these gates were taken down when King's Road was used to develop the new conference, or the old conference centre now, which is now the convention centre. So the gates were taken down, but they were never used anywhere else. And members of the Friends of Valley Gardens discovered that these gates were still around.
Were they just lying in a garage somewhere?
They were on a farm somewhere, I think, sort of stored away. I'm not exactly sure where they were, but they're capable of being restored. And the other thing is, we want to have at the same location a rose garden, which fits in with Valley Gardens, and that will be a memorial garden to remember the 100th year anniversary of the end of the First World War, mm-hmm. which, of course, is this year.
It is this
year. So we're hoping to be able to have the gates up and the rose garden dedicated to the memory of people who fought and died for us in the First World War, indeed the Second World War and other conflicts.
So when can we expect to see work beginning, and dare I say, when do we think that everything will be up and ready to go?
Well, I'm not very sure, but I think the work will be starting quite soon. We've appointed people to carry out the work. It's got planning permission, so everything is ready to go. And I think when the weather gets a bit better, work will start on the erecting the walls and the fence and the garden.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Councillor Jim Clark. We're very grateful, because it is an incredibly well-used part of Harrogate Town, is Valley Gardens. Are they going to be used for security reasons, or is it mainly just so that they look beautiful and it's sustainable in the winter?
I think it'll be more looking, and it will really make the whole entrance a lot better than it is at the moment. And it will also, perhaps, as people go in, particularly younger people using the skate park or young children using the playground, will be walking past a memorial to those of who fought and died in the First World War. So there is a historical context as well. Plus, it's another indication of it's something that was originally built in 1910 and this will be up there for everyone to see.
Very fitting with the garden,
yep.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Councillor Jim Clark, thank you so much. And also a massive thank you to everybody who has helped raise funds, who's helped plan it, and as well to the person who's been storing that gate all that time. And it's now coming and it's going to look fabulous. Thank you very much. And for people who want a bit more details on what's happening, is there anywhere that people can go to find out more information?
Well, there's the Friend of Valley Gardens website.